Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's the Rand McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's the Rand McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's the Rand McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's the Rand McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Hurry, come and listen, it's the Rand McCoy Show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's the Rand McCoy Show. Hurry,
ooh,
come and listen. Impressed upon her to
start the organization so that she can share some of the same principles that I've had the privilege of being mentored from for all of my, well, since my time with her. So I am just so thankful and so appreciative that she wanted to start that organization and to be able to share those principles with others. So I think that it's just so awesome, and I'm so excited to be able to know that she was willing to do that, and not just that, that she's actually had an opportunity to share that with a number of ladies and how it has impacted them. So I believe we have some callers on the line, so I'm going to see if I can do this properly. Let me see here. Now, we have a caller 972. Nine, are you on the line? Are you there? Are you there?
Who, me?
Yes, who am I speaking with?
This is LaShawn. I'm sorry.
Hey, girl, you who, me? I'm sitting up here, girl, and you know this is my first time doing this on these calls. Girl, you know I'm trying to be our professional. You're supposed to chime in on the right poll. What's wrong with you?
How are you today?
I'm excellent. How are you today, LaShawn?
I'm doing well, doing well. Thanks
Good.
For asking.
Well, we're so excited that you've joined us on today, LaShawn. Won't you tell our listeners and just share with them a little bit about Woman Act Now and how the principles of Woman Act Now have impacted your life?
Well, Woman Act Now, for starters, came at such a pivotal time in my life, and the principles that have been shared with us has really made me think. It invoked, at that time, critical thinking for me, to a point where I had to make a decision and ask myself if I was tired of being tired. And so the answer to that question was, of course, yes, I'm tired of being tired. I'm tired of being where I'm at. So instead of belly aching and whining and complaining about where I was, I had to start developing some things differently in my life in order to get to the point that I am at now, which is in my execution stage.
Wow. So tell us about your execution stage. What's going on in your execution stage?
Well, I am blessed to have twofold going on right now. I have my professional portion of it going on. I'm thankful also, again, to Woman Act Now, where I have, where I am the president of Unlimited Consulting. I've been the president of Unlimited Consulting for over a decade. However, it wasn't until a couple of years ago I really started putting some things into play that I really needed to make some changes. So I am proud to say that I have a professional time management services that I offer, whether it's my virtual executive assistants, I offer training in all arenas, small business management, et cetera. But one thing I want to point out at this time about Woman Act Now is just not from a professional basis that you are empowered to fulfill your purpose and your passion. It also goes for you with some personal hopes and dreams. So I have invoked and started acting in my now also with my personal, which involves modeling and acting, so I'm very excited about that as well. So I'm being successful in that arena as well.
Oh, well, you just go, Miss LaShawn. It sounds like you got a lot going on, girl.
Yes, yes, and I am so excited.
Oh, well, we're so excited for you as well. Well, I think we got another caller on the line. Let me see here. Caller number, who else do we have on the line?
You have Shirley Clark, Dr. Shirley Clark.
Hey, Dr. Shirley Clark, how you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, we were just talking with LaShawn, and she was sharing with us as it relates to how impactful Woman Act Now has been in her life and the principles and things of that nature, and she was sharing with our listeners that she's in her execution phase. And I'm sure you heard her. Why don't you talk to us, Dr. Clark, as it relates to the Woman Think principle. How has that been impactful for you?
Well, I happen to believe that the way we think is the dominant thought in our mind is the thing that we're going to be drawn to. And Woman Act Now is challenging us to think right. When we have erroneous thoughts, we're going to be drawn to erroneous thoughts. And Woman Act Now challenges us to change our thought process and begin to think correctly, because the dominant thoughts that are in your mind, you're going to be drawn to. And so I'm really excited about the thinking process, because if we are not thinking right, we're going to get the fruit of our thoughts. And it might be bad and it might be good. And woman think is challenging us to think correctly and to change all these erroneous thoughts about what we can and cannot do.
Yes, yes. Now, Dr. Clark, I know you've been, you're one of our founding members, and we're excited about
yes,
that.
Yes, I am.
Yes, ma'am. Why don't you talk to us as it relates to, I know you've experienced some of our monthly meetings and things of that nature. Why don't you share with our listeners the impact of how being involved with the other members, the ladies that come here once a month that we're able to share with them. Why don't you talk to us about that experience?
I would love to. You know, I have a saying, what actually was taught to me by a pastor. He said to me, show me your three closest friends, and I'll show you your destiny. And being connected with Animal Core and Woman Act now and attending these empowerment sessions, meeting monthly, it has allowed me to network with other people that I needed to network with. You know, I love Anna because she believes in the Lord and believes in divinity. Why this is not just a Christian organization, that divinity pulls you to great people. And so when I came to the first gathering at her home, the first time I attended, there was a lady that I felt I wanted to meet her, had no idea if she was going to be there at Anna's meeting. And she was there, and she was owner of a magazine, and it was just an incredible moment for me to be able to meet ladies like this, just constantly business ladies that was doing incredible things. And so it's been a real empowering moment for me to be connected to empowering ladies. And so it's incredible.
Oh, wow. Well, I believe we got another caller that just joined us on the line, 281. Caller, tell us who you are.
This is Monica.
Well, hi, Monica. How are you doing today?
I'm excellent. I am excellent.
Good. Monica is one of our newest members. But, Monica, won't you talk to us from a standpoint as coming into Woman Act now? I know you've participated on the conversations with Coach Call, and, you know, we've talked to you as it relates to navigating through the system and how the system is going to be very beneficial for you. Won't you talk to us about your experience thus far?
Well, I must say that I am just in awe of Woman Act now. For a long time, I have wanted to step out and do my own thing, but I wasn't for sure about how to go, you know, about how to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
And once I learned about Anna McCoy and Woman Act now and what type of services she was providing, I was like, this is perfect for me, because I'm getting not just knowledge from Anna, but I'm getting input and knowledge from other women as well. So the networking, I first purchased and read the book, and I was hooked right then and there. And then, you know, working in my ministry, my women's ministry, she had the opportunity to come and speak to us, and I was just there was no way of me just saying, okay, I'm going to get to that, you know, eventually. I said, I got to act now. And so thus far, I have learned a lot from the women in the organization, and the 15-minute call on Monday to the conversation with Coach on Tuesday night is very helpful. It's very helpful because I'm in the beginning stages of forming my business, which is a marketing and financial consulting business. And so the tools that she has available through the Woman Act Now website are very helpful. So it's been a huge impact and channeling me to go forward and press on.
Okay. LaShawn. LaShawn, are you still on the call?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry, I had it on mute.
So funny. girl, listen, let me ask you. I know that you talked about being a woman of execution. Would you say that that's one of the principles that impacted you the most?
Oh, yes, of course. I had finally found myself in a situation where my back was up against the wall, and so I got laid off with 90,000 other folks last year from my job. I was a vice president of a bank, so I was forced into having to do something different in order to survive. That was the bottom line. It was like, okay, are you going to stay in this situation and gripe and complain or wonder why it happened or try to ask all those questions which are irrelevant? So I truly believe and know that this organization literally made me get into execution mode. It was do or die, basically. So I chose to do, and I'm excited that I did.
Oh. Well, you know what? I got a question for both of you ladies, and either one of you can answer at any time. I don't know about you, but I know I don't talk a lot about myself, but I'm just going to be a little transparent here.
Okay.
I know as it relates to me, Coach Anna has really, she's been my mentor for probably about 5 or 6 years now. And I remember when my sisters and I, when we first came into contact with Coach Anna, it was actually before she was married to her sweetheart, and then we reconnected with them when they were starting what we all know of as the Jabez events, which is when they were promoting financial responsibility within the faith-based communities. And one of the things I know for us, which was really impactful for me, was that I never had a coach. We never had someone to just take the time to really talk to us about business principles and to share with us things that we were already doing, but that we really didn't have an understanding. I know, we talk about networking all the time, and we call it in Woman Act now connect-working. Well, one of the things that we did, whenever we would go off to sing or to minister, we'd make it a point, to reach back out to the promoters or whoever it was that was bringing us in, and they would always send us a thank you note and say, you know what, hey, that was real nice of you to do that, but not really having an understanding of us. What it was really doing is that we were really, building relationships for future business. And so now in coming into relationship with them and the principles that she shares and that she talks about, it's like our whole mind changed as it relates to what we did. And we started doing things and being intentional about what we did for the purpose of being able to establish a relationship for a future time. I don't know about you guys, but have you guys had a similar experience of that as it relates to the principles and things? Or talk to me about that. Anybody?
Well, Shauna, I can say this. The principles that she discusses in Woman Act now, such as the I factors,
mm-hmm.
the I am, help. I mean, it went beyond help for me
mm-hmm.
because I too, just as many others, had been laid off their job and forced to do something different. But I, at that time, I didn't know what that different was, and I was so frustrated. I was tired and, wondering why am I in this position, And so when I stopped focusing on that type of energy, something was brought back to my remembrance, something that was given to me when I was in my teenage years. Which was to own my own business, being in control of my destiny. But I didn't have the confidence, at that time. And so, thinking about, how she was, charging us to tell our, who are you? Tell me who you are. And so stepping back and really thinking that, one, who do I belong to, was a tremendous help. I mean, I was able to move forward. And then, aligning my operating values with the biblical the values, also gave me a stronger foundation to stand on. And so I think the principles that she has, like, you know, believing in yourself and believing in the gift that God gave you, turning your ideas, your visions, and your dreams into tangible products, or and put, you know, just execution and taking action in your life and not just existing and wishing in on this earth. So, Woman Act Now has definitely changed my life for the better, and I appreciate that.
Well, who are you, Monica?
Who am I?
Yes, who are you?
First and foremost, I am a child of God, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I am a woman of influence. I am intelligent. I am smart. I am gifted to with unbelief. With power, with I would say that I am a genius,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I am loving, lovable, I am capable, and I am here, and I am wanting to take action in my life.
Well, you go, girl. You saying all of that make me want to stand up and say, I am that too. I'm telling you, I know she was sharing with us not too long ago as one of the principles we were talking about, and she was sharing with us about the I am principle and how you begin to move into the creative law of I am, and how in the beginning, the Bible says that in the beginning the Word was God, and, well, the Word was with God and the Word was God. That is who he is, and he begins to, well, and then she begins on and she goes on and she talks about how he went on to say, he said that he knows, you know, who he is. He knew who he was. And as we begin to speak who we are and declare it so, it begins to resonate with on the inside of us. And we begin to believe that. And then as we believe, we pursue that with everything in us to be smart, to be genius, to be intelligent, to be a giver, to be a lover, to be a doer, to be an executor. And we begin to pursue that now. When we wake up in the morning, our whole mind is shifted into a direction of, I am purposeful. I do things with intention. I am a this and I am a that. And in your whole mindset in the morning is, okay, I got to do this, I got to do this, I got to do this, according to who we say that we are. So I celebrate you on today, girl. You move and be intelligent and be all of that you said that you are. I am too, Monica. I am too. All right, Ms. LaShawn, are you still there?
Yes.
You've done such a wonderful job in branding yourself as it relates to your consulting and things of that nature, even as you moved and transitioned from unemployment to what you're doing now and how you've been able to sustain and maintain. Why don't you talk to our listeners a little bit about that?
Well, again, I had no choice. Of course, I was blessed to have had some reserves and did some things planning for a rainy day. But then it came to a point where you go from six digits to unemployment, so you're wondering, okay, what am I going to do? Well, I have been blessed to have, one of my characteristics is to be able to promote excellent service on all levels. And as a result of that, I have been blessed with referrals from clients. So I've got one client that referrals just keep coming on from this client because I keep doing a very good job for them in all aspects of their lives. So I would say even when you don't know where the business is going to come from, just be you and just make sure that you're promoting excellent service. Service is what's going to drive your business. If you have good service, you have clients that have good things to say about you, and they'll keep calling you and just asking you, can you do this? Can you do that? So, and I'm always the yes person. Yes, I can. And so that's how I have derived business through referrals, and I haven't had to do much marketing at all.
Wow. Now, how impactful has that been for you?
Very impactful because I am also the primary caregiver for my 89-year-old grandmother with Alzheimer's, so it has been able to sustain us financially with being able to not just to be able to also work from home and to care for her. So there was blessings in me getting laid off. I just didn't see those blessings at that time. So I was blessed to be at home with my grandmother where I don't have to put her in a facility at this point in her life now.
You go ahead.
I'm glad, so I'm glad that I was pushed and told some things that I may not really even wanted to hear or, you know, but sometimes you do need people to get in your face with love to tell you, hey, now, what are you going to do? You need to be doing A, B, C, and D. And basically you have to be introduced to yourself, and you can only blame you for where you are. So if you want to get out of where you are, you have to do something different. And I chose to do something different, and I'm excited about that.
Yes. Now, I'm sure the transition is a little scary at first.
Oh, yes, no doubt, because I also had a son in college, out of state, going to college, so I had to transition him back home. His life changed. I mean, my whole family was impacted and still impacted because dealing with my grandmother with Alzheimer's, there's been blessings out of that as well. I was forced to become a subject matter expert. I had to obtain the information and the knowledge I needed in order to properly care for her. And as a result of that, I've become a spokesperson for them, and I am at the top of their invite list whenever they have something going on in the area. So I'm so excited about that. In fact, I'm going to an AWARE luncheon next week at the Hilton Anatole where Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson will be speaking, and my understanding is they're trying to get Laura Bush to come in as well. So I'm excited to be at a VIP table next week, you know, so there are a lot of things shifting in my life, and I'm not resisting the change at all.
Oh, well, you go ahead, Ms. LaShawn.
Yeah.
Now, I know you were talking to us about your consulting company, but tell us a little bit about it, the name of it, what you do, and how we can contact you.
Okay, the name of my business is, again, Unlimited Consulting. There are a variety of services that are offered, from virtual executive assistants, travel and concierge services, small business management, sports management coordination, as well as training. My website is at www.unlimitedconsultant.com, and I am located in the DFW area, and my email address is info@unlimitedconsultant.com. Again, info@unlimitedconsultant.com.
Now, LaShawn, I know we have now Monica, our other caller, she's on the line. Now, I know she is in the process of, I think you guys have similar situations, but she, too, is in the process right now of transition, where you were a year or so ago, and she is actually wanting to move forward in consulting and things of that nature. What advice would you give to her first to do?
The first thing I would, she has to know exactly who she is, so she has shared with us, hey, she knows who she is, but also she needs to determine what her niche is and what her branding is. And if I'm not mistaken, she said it was marketing and some type of financial consulting, I believe. So once those things are down, she's determined exactly what she wants to do, then she needs to make sure that she hits those markets that will be able to assist her and find out those companies that need her services to see if she can start getting some of those companies to contract some of those services out to her. Because you have to keep in mind, one of the things that I promote with my business is you can hire me and you're reducing your overhead because you don't have to pay any type of overhead, no employee benefits, no taxes, none of that. It's 1099. So that's one of the things that can be that she could start doing and to keep you busy for a while.
All right then, girl. Well, if you've just tuned in to us, you're listening to The Real McCoy Show. We're on Blog Talk Radio with your host. I'm standing in for Coach Anna McCoy. My name is Shauna Starworth, and we're talking to a couple of our members from Woman Act Now, LaShawn and Monica. And we are so excited that they've joined us on the call today. We had some other callers to join us earlier, but if you just tuned in, you've missed it, but that's okay because the show will be in the archives. We want to thank you for joining us today. If you have any questions or would like to join in on the call or just have a couple of questions or just want to have some comments, you're welcome to send us your comments via chat, or you can call in at 718-664-6402. Again, that number is 718-664-6402. 664-6402. Now, ladies, I got a question for you. I want you guys, and either one of them, whoever, whichever one of you asks, you know, answers it first, you can just chime in. Tell me, how valuable is it to you to have a coach in your life?
Okay, Shauna, can you hear me?
Uh-huh, girl. I was about to start singing that song. Do, do, do,
do. I had my phone on mute. I think it having a coach is definitely good for me because although I am a degreed woman, they're able to teach you things or show you things that you may not, that it's exceeding the textbook. Mm-hmm. I graduated with an economics degree a couple of years ago. And I have been, just searching and seeking for the right position to allow me to, build my skills up. And although I've had many, 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 opportunities to, to do that, I was still missing something. Mm. I was still missing something. So when I came to, talked to Coach Anna about my idea, and, she started asking questions that provoked or stirred up some things in me to think about, and so, and then I was, able to provide provide an answer to her, and, she was able to critique my answer, to give me feedback, and the guidance is very important, and especially when I'm taking my life, everything that I have in my life, and wanting it to grow into something greater, and it's very important to me. If you're serious, if you are serious about starting your own business or whatever your dream and vision is, it's important to have somebody with you who's going to help you be accountable, help you to make sure that you're responsible in your actions, that you're going forward and being successful. And you don't get that. You don't get that sometimes when you're clocking in from 8 to 5. You really don't. And so I think, that's how I feel. That's my opinion about having a coach.
Now, let me ask you ladies this, as it relates to, I know a lot of our coaching tools and things of that nature, a lot of it is on site, and the access to our primary coach, Coach Anna, is on site and things of that nature. Tell me, how helpful are the tools? Have you been able to navigate through the system at all? And within the system, tell me, what do you feel like will probably be the most helpful area for you?
I would say for me, starting my business, she has a lot of information out there, how to go about doing market research, proposal planning, the business planning, also business jargons, and it comes with a lot of a good advice, If I'm not able to get to Coach Anna directly, that I'm able to find exactly what I'm looking for on the Woman Act Now website.
Okay, good. Now, LaShawn, are you there, LaShawn?
Yes.
Hey, I think you've joined us on our Conversations with Coach and Call.
Yes, I have. But I had to kind of leave early, but I know how the flow is, if that's what you're asking.
Yes. Won't you tell me, what was your experience from that call? What was that like for you?
Well, it was interesting because I had you all both on the phone and I was watching online.
Oh.
And so I like that because you have an opportunity, if you can't get on the call, to type in your questions. You also have an opportunity to see you and Coach Anna as you're interacting and goofing around and playing with us, but at the same time still promoting a professional segment. And I like that because there's variety in everything that you all do. So just being able to call in to get clear understanding about things that you're doing, because a lot of times we become complacent, we don't have anybody pushing or driving us, or we may have a question or something that may come up, and we just need someone to either share their experience with it or to get valuable information from Coach Anna in order for us, in order to help us walk out that particular segment of our business or of our lives.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, I know you are an extremely savvy person.
Okay.
All of your professional experience that you have. Now, I just got a question for you, girl.
Okay.
Is accountability important to you?
Yes, it is.
Do you feel like you could have accomplished everything that you've been able to accomplish since your unfortunate circumstance? Do you feel like you would have been able to accomplish that in the time frame that you have had you not had some accountability?
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Because
our
accountability to ourselves, we excuse it a whole lot quicker than we do accountability to others.
Right, and vice versa. I know I had to be held accountable. Had I not been held accountable by not only his Coach Anna as one of my mentors and coaches, but others.
Yes.
But the difference is with Coach Anna, I have a different relationship with different mentors and coaches. It just depends on who you are. Because some people are your mentor from afar, and they don't even know that they're your mentor.
Yes.
And so you don't have an opportunity to interact with them. Well, with Coach Anna and the organization, you not only are being held accountable from Coach Anna, but you also develop accountability partners within the organization. And so once that's done, that keeps you from going into a rut or getting depressed or shifting back, wondering, how did I get here? How am I going to get out of this? No, you have to keep moving. You have to keep moving. Did I revert back sometimes? Yes, I did. But as a result of this organization, I was able to get back up and start fighting and come out of the position that I was in. And I'm glad I did so. Thank you for the accountability.
You didn't kick. You didn't quit. You kicked every step of the way.
Oh, yeah, and still kicking. And still kicking, because that's just how it is when you're in business for yourself. I remember one night a couple of weeks ago I got a call from someone, and you'll get these unique situations, and I'd be like, huh? You know, but I got this call. It was 10:30 at night, and these individuals, it was two professionals, they did not have a resume, okay? They had been doing the same thing for years, but they needed something on paper to describe who they were. Mm-hmm. This was 10:30 at night. I got out of my bed, did what I needed to do. One was actually developed from scratch. One was just kind of a little tweaking. But I did that because those are the things that we have to do. I can't say because I'm in business, I work 8 to 5. And as a result of that, I was able to finish the project by noon the next day and then ultimately get paid for it. So,
well, go ahead, Miss Girl.
Right. We're creative over here.
Yes, ma'am. They do a little dance. Say, I'm going to get on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you just tuned in to us, again, you're listening to The Real McCoy Show. I am your host, Shauna Stallworth, standing in for Coach Anna McCoy. And we're going to go to a commercial right now. We'll be right back. We're talking to a couple of our members today, LaShawn and Monica from Woman Act Now, and we are just sharing as it relates to the impact that Woman Act Now has been. We want to invite you to join our website at www.womanactnow.com. And just visit there and look at all that's going on. And you know what? If you haven't taken an action, be encouraged to take an action now. Join the movement, because we're excited about you. We want to know who you are. We're excited about your future, and we want to let you know that your future looks much brighter than it looks right now. Whoever you are, wherever you may be, know that Woman Act Now is here for you, and we'll be right back with you after this commercial.
You know you need to get control of your finances, but like many people, you probably don't know where to start. That's why Anna McCoy and her husband Richmond have created a plan of action they call Building Generational Wealth. This easy-to-follow workbook contains step-by-step instructions that will enable you to understand and act to secure your financial future. You'll learn how to determine your net worth, reduce debt, manage your money, and even plan for retirement. Seize your financial future today. To order, simply visit AnnaMcCoy.com.
All right, we're back, and we want to thank you for listening to The Real McCoy Show with your host standing in for Coach Anna today. I'm Shauna Stallworth, and I also have with me LaShawn. LaShawn, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And Monica, are you there, Monica?
Yes, I am here.
Girl, I had wondered if you had fell asleep on me. I wanted to make sure you were still in the know.
No, I'm listening to all this good information and wisdom.
Yes, well, we are so excited on today about all that you ladies have shared. And I just want to let you know that I am so proud of both of you. Listen at me acting like I'm old and ancient, but I am. I'm proud of both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And everything that you're doing and everything that you've been able to accomplish. And I'm so excited that you have allowed us at Woman Act Now to be a part of your future and your now. I want to thank you ladies for that.
No problem.
Now, let me ask you this. I got a couple of questions for you. Miss Monica, won't you tell me how, what about the 15 Minutes of Destiny calls? Have you been able to join in on any of those?
Yes, I have joined in a couple since joining. And I really do appreciate that time because, going through the week, I treat it as if it is Wednesday night service. it's that much needed help to continue to help me push through and getting what I need done. You know, we have in the past, talked about, of course, the I am. And she had us doing an assignment on writing our own, obituaries.
Right.
And which was very hard for me to do, so I'm sad to say I didn't do it.
Girl, hard. Look, I I'm just going to be honest. That was kind of scary to me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. We're writing our own obituary because it sounds so like, Lord Jesus. That's what to do when you're dead.
Exactly.
But
I understood. I understood the principle that she was trying to teach us. Are we able to promote our own selves? Can we talk about our own selves? And what would we say?
Well, and not just that, is what will others say about you?
True.
When your life's work is finished, will you have completed everything that you have been purposed to do? And when the young man or the young woman stands to read over you or to give your eulogy, what will they speak? What words will they give? Will they say that this woman was an exceptional woman? She lived a wonderful life. She helped thousands and thousands of ladies birth their dreams, visions, and ideas. Or will they say, Coach Anna was a wonderful person, or Monica was a wonderful person, and she was a wonderful person, and she was a wonderful person. You know, I mean, they have nothing to say about you because you never tapped into exactly who you are, exactly who you've been called to be. You never really moved forward in purpose, nor did you connect with others in your community or in your surrounding areas so that they could have something great to say about you. I know I've been to several homegoing services, what I call them, and oftentimes people will get up, and if the pastor doesn't have anything to say, boy, you ought to see all of them people getting up for their 2 minutes of glory. But when they get up, they can't hardly sit down. Because the people haven't, whoever is lying in the coffin, they just had such an impact on their lives. So she was just, it's just really something to think about, as in, are we doing what we are supposed to do? And that's one of the reasons that Woman Act Now is what it is today, is because we are concerned about you being your very best. I think we got a couple of other callers on the line. I'm going to join them in. Let's see who we got. All right. You're welcome to Blog Talk Radio on today. Who's on the line?
Catherine.
Hey, Catherine. Who else do we have?
I see a 903 number. Are you shy? Hello? All right. Well, Catherine, how you doing today, girl?
I'm doing great.
Good. Well, we've been talking to a few of our members, and we just want to hear from you, Catherine. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how Woman Back Now has impacted your life?
Oh, I don't even know where to start. I mean, my goodness. Woman Act Now has been just a phenomenal experience for me. It's funny because the other day I went to a networking event, and I was able to connect with people. And one of the things, and I walked out of that meeting thinking, my goodness, I would not have been able to do this a year ago. You know, I'm looking at myself as a woman, as a professional woman, and thinking, wow, what kind of strides I've made. And so Woman Act Now has just revolutionized my life professionally. I feel empowered to go out and do that which God has called me to do. I started writing a blog, and part of that was because I felt empowered. I felt I had something to say, and I was not going to be afraid to say it. Woman Act Now has helped me, especially with connecting with other people, connecting with other women in business and even men, and when I meet somebody to express about, you know, to ask them, what can I do for you? You know, and one of the things that Anna is exemplary about is connecting people and asking people how she can help them. And that's one of the things she's taught us about connecting, that when you go to an event, you're not just trying to network and pass, you're not just trying to pass out your cards, you know, because passing out your cards is not going to do nothing for your business, you know, because how many cards do you pick up and then dump them and you never remember the person? But connecting with people and how you connect is by, you know, figuring out, how can I help this person? You know, is there anything? Is there somebody I know? Is there something that they need that I might have, or I might be able to connect them to somebody who can offer it? And so there's so many things that, so in terms of empowerment and self-confidence as a professional and as a businesswoman, and just being able to meet a lot of people as well, and because sometimes we sit in our corner and you have dreams and you're saying, I want to execute these dreams, but you don't have people around you who are executing on their dreams. And Woman Act Now has allowed me to see other women working their craft, doing their thing, doing their business, and it just empowers me. I'm like, okay, Catherine needs to be working, needs to be doing her stuff, because I look at other women who are accomplishing, you know, their God-given purposes, their, you know, their work, and I tell them, I say, you know what, you don't know how much I when every time I see an email from you, it encourages me to go and do my stuff, you know. So that's another a great advantage of Woman Act Now, is just connecting with other women who are like-minded, who are progress-minded, who are thinking about the future, who want to have that eulogy, say great things about them, because they do not want to go to the grave with all the potential that is within them. And then I also, what else? And I've just learned a lot of little knickknacks about business. Like one of the things that Anna taught us, something that she shared with us was something as simple as virtual PBX. And, you know, I remember when we took the class and she said, you know, here's something that you can use. She's always sharing information. So now when I go out and I'm doing my own things and I meet other people and I feel encouraged to share information and I share little knickknacks with them, and people ask me, where did you find that out from? And I'm like, well, you know, it's like I knew this because of Anna, you know, because of Woman Act Now. So that's one of the things that Anna is really good about, sharing information. She doesn't hold anything, any information from you. If it's going to help you, she is going to share it with you. And I absolutely, absolutely love that about her. So, I mean, Woman Act Now has been phenomenal. I am a different woman. I turned 32 yesterday, and I feel like in the last year I made...
You turned 32 yesterday?
No, actually not yesterday. The day before yesterday, March 31st.
That was your birthday, girl.
Yes, it was my birthday.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna let you finish. Then I'm gonna have to sing "Happy Birthday, Girl."
So I would tell you, the thing is, I'm looking at that 1 year between 31 and 32, and I feel like a different woman. And I know a big part of that is Woman Up Now.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this, Catherine, before I give you my famous happy birthday.
Uh-huh.
Now, do you feel like that all of, now you said that you feel like you're a different woman, and I heard you say when you first started off the conversation, you were saying that you went to a networking event. Mm-hmm. And just your ability to be able to maneuver through the crowd and communicate with men and women was something that you probably could not have done a year ago.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you, is that due to knowing yourself, or is that due to you just being able to understand the value of knowing how to connect with other people as it relates to just networking? Because networking, you know, you kind of touch here and you touch there, hi, how you doing? You know, you give them your name, but you're not really interested in who they are and how you might actually be able to serve them. So tell me, do you feel like that is a product of knowing who you are? Is that the reason why you feel like you were more able to be able to communicate? Or tell me, why do you think you were able to do that now and not earlier?
It's both. It's both. I think Woman Act Now has helped me know myself better, because one of the things Anna talks about is that you have to know your strengths and your weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And so being in Woman Act Now has actually let me be okay. Firstly, it has helped me evaluate my strengths, helped me evaluate who I am, and to appreciate that, appreciate all my strengths, you know, and to know my weaknesses and figure out how to leverage my strengths against those weaknesses, you know, and where and how to say, okay, this is my weakness, how can I improve on it? So that part of that is knowing who I am, but also part of that is just understanding that the way you connect with people is not just giving out your business cards. I didn't know that. I knew that after coming to Anna, coming to classes and events with Anna. She has talked about that. She actually dedicated like a month about to connect working.
Yeah.
And so that's a skill I learned because of, you know, being in Woman Act Now, and also, as I said, you know, getting to know myself better, appreciating myself better. I realized Woman Act Now is not about, you know, self-esteem or self-confidence and all that. It's not, I mean, it's more about reaching your dreams and your purposes. But in the process of learning all that, guess what? You become a more confident woman. You get to know yourself better. You get to know, oh, I can do this. I mean, so you just learn so much, so much. It's phenomenal, as I can say.
Yeah. Well, cool, girl. Well, and that's actually one of the things that she talks about in her book. It's knowing yourself. And I'm just going to read this quick quote. It says, 90% of the world's woe comes from people not knowing themselves, their abilities, their frailties, and even their virtues.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us all go almost all the way through life as complete strangers to ourselves. Would you agree with that, Monica?
I'm sorry. You there?
Yeah, girl, I'm trying to see if you there.
I'm here. But can you read that over?
I was saying in Coach Anna's book, Catherine and I were just talking about, I was asking her as it relates to, she made a very good point, and she was saying how she had just went to a business networking seminar not too long ago, and with that, she was able to be able to really connect with individuals, which was something she probably would not have been able to do a year before. And I asked her if that was a direct, you know, a direct response of her being able to know herself. And she was sharing, yes, and then I read this quote in Coach Anna's book. She talks, well, the boys have just entered the room. If you hear them, I had them outside, but they've interrupted my time with you. Give me just a moment. I'm going to corral the baby.
Okay.
Settle down. Yes, Auntie's here. Settle down. So it talks about in her book, Knowing Yourself. And the quote, it says, 90% of the world's woe comes from people not knowing themselves, their abilities, their frailties, and even their virtues. Most of us go almost all the way through life as complete strangers to ourselves. And I was asking you, would you agree? Because you and I were talking about us writing the eulogy, and that's in knowing yourself or being who you've been called to be. So I wanted to know if you'd agree with that quote.
Let's see. I agree with that quote. I really do, because in my own personal experiences, I often wondered who I was.
Right.
You know, growing up under somebody else's roof, being told what to do, you know, and then when I was able to, you know, actually live out on my own, I knew how to keep a home. I knew how to do all these things, but I didn't know anything about myself,
right.
You know, because sometimes in growing up, you just don't know, you know, you something because you're not, I was not able to, you know, think independently. I'm going to say that's the nicest way I can put it.
Right.
You know,
you're a woman in action now, girl.
And so now, you know, if I'm able, if I need to, if I want something in life, I'm going to have to know who I am. You know, I'm going to have to use, you know, not know who I am and also use the gift that God gave me, tapping into just by knowing, my, you know, what my talents and gifts are. You know, and that, so discovery and self-discovery is very important. Selling yourself to other people is an, it keeps them engaged and it keeps them wanting to know more about you if you know who you are.
Right. Now,
so,
go ahead, Monica. Go ahead.
Oh, so, you know, I think networking and, you know, when you're out there and you're networking with other people, then I should be able to, without a hesitant and without doubt, be able to tell someone who I am and what I'm about, what I stand for, you know, easily. You know, so that's, you know, that's definitely something, you know, we should all begin to practice and know about, you know, just know ourselves.
Good. Well, Catherine, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Girl, I want you to give me 10 seconds give me a 10-second speech, girl, or 10-second pitch, just encouraging our listeners to be a woman of action and join Woman Act now.
Okay. As I said, you know, let me just say one thing. When I met Anna, oh, you said 10 seconds. Okay, but when I met Anna, one of the things that totally took my attention was how she paid attention. I remember when I met her and I introduced myself to her, she paid attention to me, and it surprised me because typically when you speak to people who have achieved and all that, they don't have time for you. So that was one of the things that really captured my attention about her. And that made me want to sit under this woman's feet and learn from her. And because I got the impression that she cared about me. She cared about, even the very first time I met her, I felt that she cared about me and what I was saying and what I was about and where I wanted to go. And that's one thing I can say about Woman Act now is, you know what, if you're out there and you're saying, I have dreams I want to achieve, and, you know, you look around and there are people, most people around you don't even care that you have these dreams or you have these talents or these giftings. Woman Act now is a place to nurture your dreams. It's a place for you to be nurtured to go to that next level. Woman Act now will help you first understand your dreams, because sometimes we're saying, I remember going to a class and saying, I have all these vague ideas I want to achieve, but I'm not exactly sure how and when and what. But one of the things that Woman Act now will help you do is really have a crystal clear idea of what you want to achieve. It will help you clitorize your dreams. It will help you then take steps towards those dreams. Anna will help you learn how to prioritize. She will hold you accountable. You know, and not just her, but the organization, the environment of the organization will just hold you accountable, because
yeah.
We are taught to hold each other accountable. So if you have that dream that you've been sitting on or you've started on it, it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a book, whether it's a business, whether it's a ministry. We have people who have nonprofit organizations who are pursuing their dreams in that and are in this organization and getting mentored and reaching their dreams.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what it is, but if you want to be held accountable, if you want to achieve them, there's no better place to incubate your dreams than Woman Act Now. And I am a living testimony. My husband tells me he can't believe how much I have changed. You know,
well, thank you.
Yes, exactly.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.